the facilities of WTAM, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Music in the modern idiom, as progressive as today and as new as tomorrow. Direct from the New Elms Ballroom in Youngstown, Ohio, we bring you Stan Kenton's interpretation of contemporary American jazz. And now, here is America's modern man of modern music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
Very decent of you, Paul. Thank you. Thank you very much for all of the enthusiasm there. Paul, if you'll kindly take a chair here somewhere, we shall present this music. We've discovered you can enjoy it better if you're sitting down, Paul, and then we'll call on you for a word or two occasionally. At the moment, we'll disperse with all of the happy talk from myself here and put it into music with tones here with Frank Rossellino. Frankie, are you close to the microphone? Ladies and gentlemen, happy talk.
Thank you.
Rosolino. The orchestra is now slowly progressing toward the West Coast. We have finished up all the contracted appearances in the East, and we will be gone for a few weeks. The fellows, of course, that live in New York City, they've said goodbye for a while, and the guys that live at the West Coast, in just a couple of weeks, they'll say hello for a while. This evening, this has nothing to do with the particular spot on this program with this next number. And the soloist, it just is a sideline because this melody was cleared before this evening. But as we came through the door, the gentleman about to play handed each of us a cigar that is about 2 feet long. And I just received the cigar. Could you tell me, Buddy Childers, how did I happen to get a cigar?
Well, this is the kind of an occasion that gentlemen usually get cigars on.
Oh, I see. It means that there's been a newcomer in the family?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, last night.
Last night?
The whole thing happened.
It happened last night. I understand it's a new baby girl.
Yeah, Janice Elaine. I can learn to say that, you know.
Janice Elaine Childers.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if she knows
seven
that her...
7 pounds, you know.
7 pounds and a few
8
ounces.
8 o'clock in the evening.
8 o'clock
Cedars
in the evening.
She's in Lebanon.
How do you feel?
Tired.
Well, stand back and give us a tired version of all the things you are. This is Buddy Childers' first trumpet with a rather improvised version of the melody of Jerome Kearns. Gentlemen, on the nose. Janice Elaine Childers, a lot of happiness and luck in her life, and it's certainly wonderful to have your father here playing trumpet, Janice. This evening also, there's a kind of a happy night as the last of the original members of the orchestra that's been so important to me and to the orchestra for so many years. He's been away on a 2 months vacation. Tonight he's returned with the orchestra, so I feel once more at home. I'm speaking of Bob Joga, the baritone saxophone player. At the moment here, no program of ours it seems is quite complete unless we dwell a little bit on music of Cuban descent. So this evening, here's one of the more important out of that category, the composition Francesca. Sometimes said on programs, the premier showing, not the appearance, because he's very much a part of the orchestra and has been for some time, but the premier listening of a new composition here, that of a new arrangement of an older composition. Let me get this straight. The gentleman is the older part of the orchestra. The composition is naturally an older part. This is a new version of Johnny Richards, played by George Roberts with the bass trombone in the spotlight in the center of the stage, waiting for the downbeat. And here is the downbeat, George. Here's your yesterdays.
Thank you.
Soon to be let out for public use and consumption is an album recorded by the orchestra for our recording company, a thing that is called New Concepts of Artistry and Rhythm. About 8 sides that of which consist a few solos, mostly modern jazz things, and right at the beginning of the album, possibly in the number one overture spot of this thing called New Concepts of Artistry and Rhythm, is this composition that is dedicated to the orchestra this year because of all of the fresh, new enthusiasm and personalities. Gentlemen, I've announced it, the composition Young Blood. The thing that is asked for many times. It's one of the things that has been played. It possibly will be played for a long, long time. It has been played for years. It's a chance really to listen to some jazz, some improvised solos here, some Richie Kamuka, the trombone section, and some little ensemble work. The thing is called Intermission Rip.
Thank you.
Such was the version here at the moment of Intermission Riff. You heard Richard Kamuka here playing tenor saxophone and kind of have a resume of what happened this evening on our concert miniature this Tuesday night, the first date of our trek back across the country to the West Coast. To open up, we heard Happy Talk, Frank Rossellino. We talked about the new Child and the Childers family. Janice Childers, All the Things You Are, played by Buddy Childers. You heard yesterday's for the first time this evening, the version of George Roberts' Bass Trombone. We played Francesca. You heard Young Blood, and more recently we heard Intermission Riff. This evening I happened to run into a wonderful friend of ours. You know, you guys in radio have an amazing faculty of getting scattered all over the country. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that the radio men are probably the greatest vagabonds we have today working in America. You'll find the fellows from Maine, they're working in Texas. The fellows from Oregon are down in Florida, and they seem to be constantly on the move. It's great this evening to have Paul Bedford with us once again after a number of years. It's nice to see Paul. And gentlemen, in honor of this kind of reunion for the moment, we'd like to have, for once, a version of Artistry and Rhythm. Stan Levy, it's customary to start on the cymbals. Would you start with your just the radio theme? You follow me.
NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of modern music. Music as progressive as today and as new as tomorrow. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the New Elms Ballroom in Youngstown, Ohio, through the facilities of WTAM. Join us next week at the same time for another Concert in Miniature, featuring Stan Kenton, the pioneer and unchallenged leader in the brilliant idiom of modern jazz. Truly modern America's man of music. This is Paul Bedford speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.